From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. Liberian voters are waiting for the results of yesterday's run for president. It pits former sports star George Weah against Vice President Joseph Boakai. Reuters says the National Elections Commission has asked both candidates and the media not to declare victory ahead of a formal announcement, which is now expected Thursday. VOA's James Buddy is in Monrovia. He spoke about the wait for results.
So they are supposed to have a news conference to give what probably will be their first preliminary official results from Tuesday's run of elections. Muir Chai of the African Union said that based on what they are told by their observers, the electoral process on Tuesday was held in a peaceful and transparent manner.
That's James Buddy in Monrovia. A blast tore through a supermarket in Russia's St. Petersburg on Wednesday evening, injuring at least 10 shoppers, investigators say. No one was killed, and so far, no claims of responsibility. And the explosion was caused by a homemade bomb packed with pieces of metal, and officials stopped short of calling the explosion a terror attack. Meanwhile, Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says Wednesday he was organizing a nationwide rally on January 28th to support his call for a boycott of next year's presidential elections. Speaking on video, he says it's important to take part in his boycott, not to defend him, but to defend one's own right to make Russia better. This is VOA News. A suicide car bombing at a military base in southern Afghanistan Wednesday killed at least two soldiers and wounded 15 others. The attack happened in Helmand Province and targeted a contingent of Afghan National Army soldiers who were about to leave the base on a mission. A government spokesman told VOA two suicide bombers were on board an explosive-packed car, but security forces intercepted them before they could enter the base, prompting them to detonate the explosives. A Taliban spokesman claimed credit for the bomb. The U.S. military said on Wednesday that an airstrike in Somalia killed 13 al-Shabaab militants on Sunday morning. The strike hit militants in the rural Birhani area, about 50 kilometers northwest of Kismayo in southern Somalia. A Somali military commander told VOA they were killed in a drone strike. Two Reuters journalists have been detained in Myanmar for the past 2 weeks, and now they are sent back into custody for further time on Wednesday. Rosanna Pilpot reports.
Two Reuters journalists detained in Myanmar for the past 2 weeks were remanded back into custody on Wednesday for a further 14 days. Walone and Cho So-un appeared at a court in Yangon over allegations they breached the nation's Official Secrets Act. The two were allowed to meet their families and their lawyer for the first time since their arrest on December the 12th. The journalists had worked on Reuters' coverage of the migrant crisis, which has seen an estimated 655,000 Rohingya Muslims flee from a military crackdown in the western state of Rakhine. Myanmar's Ministry of Information has said they illegally acquired information with the intention to share it with foreign media. They could face a maximum prison sentence of 14 years. Walone and Cho So-un's lawyer said they'd only been doing their job as journalists. Government officials from some of the world's major nations, including the US, Britain and Canada, have echoed calls from Reuters and their families for their release.
That's Rosanna Pilpot reporting. Syria's government is allowing the evacuation of nearly 30 critically ill people from the besieged Damascus suburb, where hundreds are requiring medical treatment and they've been prevented from reaching hospitals just minutes away. From Washington, I'm Ann Ball.
That's the latest world news from VOA.